Well, as we continue with our overview of the book of Revelation, at the beginning of the year, most of you know, we started an overview of the New Testament, and when we got to the book of Revelation was so important that I like to refer to it as God's love letter to the church, and that's why I want to share it. And God had a very special reason for giving this revelation to John so that he could write it down. He wanted to give us a glimpse of the future. God wanted to give us hope and assurance that he will truly conquer death and evil, and that we will live with him forever and ever in perfect peace. In the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, the book of Revelation gives us the blessings for the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of this precious letter. Hear God's word, Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. This is a revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him concerning the events that will happen soon. An angel was sent to God's servant John so that John could share the revelation with God's other servants. John faithfully reported the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ, everything he saw. God blesses the one who reads this prophecy to the church and blesses all who listen to it and obey what it says, for the time is near when these things will happen. We know that in the time that we're living in now, there's a lot of things going on. Overview, chapter 9, New Living Translation. Says this, hear God's word. This subtitle is When the Fifth Trumpet Brings the First Terror. Then the fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen to the earth from the sky, and he was given the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit. And when he opened it, smoke poured out as though from a huge furnace, and sunlight and air were darkened by the smoke. Then locusts came from the smoke and descended on the earth, and they were given power to sting like scorpions. They were told not to hurt the grass or the plants or the trees, but to attack all the people who did not have the seal of God in their foreheads. They were told not to kill them, but to torture them for 5 months with agony like the pain of scorpion stings. In those days people will seek death but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will flee away. The locusts looked like horses armed for battle. They had gold crowns on their heads, and they had human faces. Their hair was long like the hair of a woman, and their teeth were like the teeth of a lion. They wore armor made of iron, and their wings roared like an army of chariots rushing into battle. They had tails that stung like scorpions, with the power to torture people. This power was given to them for 5 months. Their king is the angel from the bottomless pit. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek, Apollyon, the destroyer, also known as the devil. This is the first terror past, but look, two more terrors are coming. And then the sixth trump brings the second terror. Then the sixth angel blew his trumpet, and I heard a voice speaking from the four horns of the gold altar that stands in the presence of God. And the voice spoke to the sixth angel who held the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great Euphrates River." And the four angels who had been prepared for this hour, day, and a month, and a year were turned to loose to kill one-third of all the people on earth. They led an army of 200 mounted troops, and I heard an announcement of how many there were. And in my vision I saw horses and riders sitting on them. The riders wore armor that was fiery red and sky blue and yellow. The horses' heads were like the heads of lions, and fire, smoke, and burning sulfur billowed from their mouth. One-third of all the people on earth were killed by these plagues. By the fire and the smoke and burning sulfur, they came from the mouths of the horses. Their power was in their mouths, but also in their tails, for their tails had heads like snakes and the power to injure people. But the people who did not die in these plagues still refused to turn from their evil deeds. They continued to worship demons and idols made of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, idols that never nor see nor hear or walk. And they did not repent of their murders or their witchcraft or in their immorality of their thieves. Well, may God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. As you know, we're only doing an overview of some of the passages in the book of Revelation, but we read the whole chapter to you. We go chapter by chapter and verse by verse. But the question always seems to come up, what is the bottomless pit in Revelation chapter 9, verses 1 through 12? Well, the bottomless pit is one word in the Greek of the New Testament, and is literally called the abyss, which means bottomless, unbounded, the pit, or immeasurable depth. You see, Roman mythology featured a similar place called Acharus, a very deep gulf or cavern in the lowest part of the earth that was used as a common receptacle for the dead, especially the abode of demons. The bottomless pit of Revelation 9 holds a unique type of demon. It is also the home of the beast who makes war against the two witnesses. Later on, we'll see in chapter 11. And at the beginning of the millennial kingdom, the bottomless pit is the place where Satan is bound. We'll see that in Revelation chapter 20. At the end of the 1,000 years, Satan is released and promptly leads an unsuccessful revolt against God. So the bottomless pit may be associated with the place that we call Tartarus. And the Greek word is translated as hell, and it's only used once in Scripture, in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. And it refers to the place where the angels who sinned and there are reserved in chains of darkness for judgment. The NIV says these angels in the Tartarus are held in gloomy dungeons. Good place for them, huh? Gloomy dungeons. These same angels are also mentioned in that little book of Jude in verse 6. Only one chapter in the book of Jude. It's a book that I highly recommend that you read. In Genesis 6:2, it talks about how the angels abandoned their own home. Well, in Tartarus, it's the same as the abyss. Then the inhabitants of the bottomless pit are the same angels who have sinned and left their first habitation. God uses the bottomless pit as a holding place for most evil of all the angels, including Satan himself, and those who tried and failed before the flood to thwart God's plan of bringing the seed of the woman into the world, Genesis 3:15. So you see, the inhabitants of the abyss are released for a very short time during the last 3.5 years of the tribulation to fulfill God's purpose. Namely, to torment the wicked. Revelation chapter 9, verse 5. These prisoners of the bottomless pit hate humanity and seek to destroy them, but God controls their terror and limits their power. Well, I hope and pray that you're enjoying or at least getting something out of the overview of the book of Revelation. It is a special, special book that God gives us a glimpse of some of the things that will happen at the end of the age. But more importantly, we are protected from all of those things. If you notice that after chapter 4, the church is no longer mentioned in the book of Revelation. But at the end, we find out that Jesus will return and we will return with him to set up his kingdom. The blessed hope. Pray that you're having a good day and hope to see you in church sometime soon. We're doing a thing with guidelines, and we try to make the church as safe as can be, but we sure miss you guys that don't come on Sunday. But I hope and pray you feel up to it pretty soon. In Yeshua's name, amen.